woeful is the word Gaston County Health Director Chris Dobbins uses to describe the county's health statistics for children.
In Gaston County right now, 28% of our children live in poverty. 28%. That's a staggering number.
Gaston County's infant death rate is also troubling. More than 10 in every 1,000 born end up dying before the age of one. That's 1.5 times the rate of any other county in the Charlotte region. Dobbins believes a one-on-one mentoring program for first-time mothers can help. The county will receive a federal grant of $444,000 a year for the next 3 years to hire nurses who will meet regularly with low-income pregnant women. About 100 Gaston County women will be part of the program initially. Coordinator Mandy Butami says nurse visits focus at first on good health during pregnancy.
And then as baby comes, you know, we focus on, did you have the baby's immunizations? Are they up to date? Do you have a well care provider for the baby? And also basic, how do I take care of my baby? What are the cues I need to learn? So when they cry this way, what does that mean?
The visits will continue until the child is two. The program was developed by a national nonprofit called Nurse Family Partnership and already serves families in 11 North Carolina counties. Private foundations, including the Duke Endowment and Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, underwrite the group's efforts in many counties. National data from the Nurse Family Partnership show first-time mothers who receive regular nurse visits spend less time on welfare and are more likely to finish their education. Meanwhile, their children prove less likely to be abused and neglected, and they're also less likely to have language delays. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.